Okay, Tanya. We reached the Perek Hey. Perek Hey of Tanya, right? Now he's actually going back and reviewing what we did beforehand. So if you remember last week that we said that Perek is Atzmus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atzmus Shel Ratzon. And Olam Haba is Miziv Shchinato. It's a Ha'ara. It's how you say Ha'ara. It's a radiance of his divine presence. And Torah in this world is a higher level than the Scha of the world to come. That's unbelievable, right? Now he's going to explain. He said there's a line that he's above. He said that when we are tofes, we attach ourselves and we dress ourselves, I'm literally translating, in the Torah. We're learning Torah. We're involved in the learning of Torah. That's what he's going to come to explain now in this perek. What does it mean and what does it do to us? We're involved in the learning of Torah. And this is unbelievable if we understand it. So let's see what he says. Ula tesefet biur, an additional explanation of what we said above, Be'er Heitiv, to explain it well. Yeah? Loshen Tfisa, what's this language Tfisa that we say, that we said above, that we're Tofes Umitlabeshet with Torah, we're attaching ourselves to the Torah. What does it mean we're attaching ourselves to the Torah? How do you attach yourself to the Torah? Shama Eliyahu, Leis Machshava Tfisa Bach. There's no machshava can be tofes. Tofes means you grab onto something, you're holding it. There's no thinking that can hold you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. So how we can say that we can hold on to the Torah, when the Torah is Atzmus Harotz and Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's a steerer. Eliyahu Hanavi told us we can't understand, we can't be tofes for Kadosh Baruch Hu, yet we can be tofes for Torah. And the Torah is Atzmus Harotz, and it's your will itself. So it's a steerer. So he's coming to explain how this theory actually works.
Is Hashem's will part of Hashem?
It's not. Maybe I should give a hakdama here. This is a hakdama that really it's in Nefesh HaChaim, and I think it's also Mefurish in the Arizal himself. I mean, this is an explaining of Kol Kabbalah. We can't, and the Leshem explains this in one of the first Leshems in the beginning, explains we can never. You know, the Rambam says you can never speak about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can't say positively, you can only say what he isn't. You can't speak, you can't be fathom a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not shy to understand a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? So, when we talk about understanding his Ratzon, what are we talking about? We're talking about, well, even though we're saying Atzmus HaRatzon, right? Now, it could be there's a little bit of machlokus here, and I'm not going to go into it. But simply speaking, we can't even be tofes HaKadosh Baruch Hu or his Ratzon intrinsically from his point of view. When we're talking about understanding even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the answers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from our point of view, we can't be tofes. What we can be tofes, what we can understand is his Ratzon from our point of view, his will from our point of view. Now, I think this is basically, we're going to see what the Baal HaTanya says about this. That basically, a simple pshat in the Nefesh HaChaim, and I don't think there's such a big machlokus between them. There is a machlokus, but if we can understand the machlokus, and if we're in the darg, the level to understand this machlokus, we'll see now the Baal HaTanya. Hidei, kol sechel kishemashil, any thinking, when a person thinks, umesig, and understands b'sichlo, eizem muskal, when you understand anything, right? Eizem muskal, right? Hare hasechel, your thinking, your understanding, tofes et hamuskal, grabs onto that thing which you're understanding. Right? Umekifo, and it surrounds it. Your understanding surrounds it. Besichlo, vamuskal nitfas, and that thing which you're trying to understand is grabbed. Umukaf, and it's surrounded. Umulubash, and dressed betoch hasechel. What do you mean dressed betoch hasechel? It means kivyachol, your sechel is grabbing it and is, how you say, embracing it. Right? Now, Shesigo veskilo, that you as much as you understood it and like it made sense to you. Vegam hasechel melubash b'muskal, and also your mind is dressed in that which you're understanding. So it's right. You're dressing it, and your mind is dressed inside it. You understanding what does it mean? Your mind is dressed inside it. Your whole thinking is embodying that. If you're learning something, if you take something, right? Let's take something. Let's take this bottle, right? Now we never thought about this bottle ever, right? Okay. Now we're going to learn this bottle a little bit. Bakias, we're going to learn it, right? But if we, you know, some people meditate on bottles. So our form, Jewish meditation, is more down to earth. Let's put it this way. So I'm looking at this bottle. Now I'm going to ask myself, let's ask a few questions about this bottle. So first of all, its shape, right? Right. This is a Meir Eden bottle. So let's look. First of all, we have an opening on the top. Now, a simple question is, why is it a regular? Is it a regular bottle opening? Is it a smaller bottle opening?
Regular.
Regular. Okay. So why would they make it regular? Why wouldn't they make it a different size?
Because then it'll be difficult to drink.
Be difficult to drink. What else? I mean, they could make it bigger. They could make it smaller with like a straw sort of thing that they have. Why do they have to make it the same size?
Because they make it in a factory.
Make it a factory, right? So you want to keep it the same size because they can use the same bottle tops for it, right? It could be a drinking reason. It could be
a productive
reason to save money. All right, now we're going lighter. Now, if you notice the top of it, seems the plastic seems much thicker. Look, in the middle, can I do this with it? In the middle, I mean, we can squash it. On the top, I can't squash it. Look, like the plastic on the top is thicker. Why should the plastic on the top be thicker?
Stack them.
Huh?
Stack them on top of one another. They put boxes on top of boxes.
Right, but I mean, but why should they? Why should this be thicker? If this was, say, this was crumpy, right?
It's gonna be the pressure from your mouth when you're drinking.
Right, you need it to be hard. It would like break out. This when you drink, it goes in. This you want it to be hard. So when you drink, it's easier. Also, if it was soft and you covered the, if you covered it, you get a bang, and it would, the water would spill out. So this has to be hard in order for the seal to be a good seal. And also, this is the beginning. Now, why does it have to have this bit on it? This little, like, thing coming out, sticking out.
The top can be sealed closed, you know, if it was open yet or not.
Okay, but why this bit? Why do you have this bit? I don't understand why this bit is there.
So you don't let the bottle slide down your throat.
No, I don't think so. Why do you need this bit? What do you need this bit? Okay, since we have a cashew, we don't know why we need this bit. Right? Now it goes hard till here. Now the rest of the bottle starts. So till here we have a hard piece of plastic, right? And now it becomes thin. Why is this thin? Why make this thin?
So the environmental reasons.
So why?
So to use less plastic.
So use it. Now, why do I have all these indentations on it?
It's a cool design.
Cool design.
It's aerodynamic.
Okay, that's a little... that's a car buff understanding. You throw it at each other, right? You're from Bregen, right? No. So, I have a feeling that the reason it has all these indentations, yeah, it makes it look cool, but also, the more indentations, it makes it like a little firmer. Indentations make something firmer. I mean, you have to make it thin plastic, you want it to be some sort of hold its shape. So indentations somehow also make it cool, make it firmer. Look, at the bottom now, you see? It's firmer than the top. Why the top and the bottom have to be firm?
So it can stand.
It can stand. Also, it holds its surah. If it was thin or everywhere, it wouldn't hold its form. The top and the bottom is what holds its form. Now, why do they have this little indentation in the middle?
So the plastic label doesn't slide off.
Doesn't slide off. Okay. Other reasons?
Perfect grip.
Okay, it could be a gripping thing. Right, perfect grip. Could also be aesthetic. Like, you know, I mean, the point is, this is something, you know, main Aiden, you know, drinking something so healthy for you, right? So they want to give, you know, you like the like a shape that looks like a healthy shape. If you look at it, it looks like a body shape in a sense. Mm-hmm. You know, the middle's thinner and the outside, you know, like, it's aesthetic, like a thin thing. Now, why is this indentation in the bottom and all these, like, it's still thin plastic, but at the bottom you have all these indentations and things, because that's also keeping it firm. If you didn't have this indentation and this little thing at the bottom, it wouldn't keep it firm. So you need the top and the bottom to be firm to hold the form of the bottle, right? So now, we spent a little time. Now, why is this, like, we have a thing. Now, you notice the color is a little blue?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want it to be a little blue? Why just make
water
it white?
Tasty.
Yeah, it looks good. It's nice. It doesn't look like plain water. Who wants to buy plain water? You have like this fresh water. Look what we have. Also blue over there. You have a mountaintop in complete blue. So this, what is this reminding you? When you look at this picture, what is it reminding you? It's reminding you of like, where's the best water come from? The Swiss Alps. The water just pouring down there. It's like giving you an imagination of like, this just probably came from some, you know, some fountain right, underground, and nothing looks like anything like that. If you go there, it's probably a very dirty place, and they just have, you know, it's connected to some sort of pipe. But they want to give you the impression this came from some mountaintop of what's it called. So they put this picture, and this blue is there to help you imagine this, right? Right? And it's called May Aden. Why is it called May Aden? Or May Gehinnom. Right? Why is it called May Aden? The waters of Aden, the waters of Gan Eden, right? Why is it called such a thing? What does Gan Eden give you? I mean, we all have a concept of Eden. What is Gan Eden? Pleasure, life, right? Drink happiness, everything good. You drink this and you're in Gan Eden, right? And now, Hashampania Shalateva is written. Did you notice that one? This is the champagne. Champagne is a good thing. Of the teva. You guys didn't miss. You missed that one out. Of nature. The champagne of nature. Right? You like, little letters over here. This is you drinking champagne. Now, what does it make it when he's drinking champagne? Now, after I've told you all these things, you feel a little thirsty? Right? The champagne of nature, right? You're drinking the champagne of nature. So it's choshev, it's an important thing. It's not just water. The water of nature. Does that sound good?
Nah.
Champagne of nature sounds better. They've worked out psychologically how to help you, how to get you. Right? Okay. So that's basically... Now, when we were thinking about this bottle, what were we doing? We were embracing, right? You got thirsty, right?
It's actually from the tap downstairs, though. So.
Okay, all right. When we were learning about this bottle, what happened when we were thinking about it? Our whole mind was tafus in this bottle, right? We're embracing it. We were thinking about this bottle for a moment. I think we're really concentrating, right? I'm sure you can meditate on the bottle and we notice a lot more things about it, right? You can like, that's what it's called by learning be'ir, and your whole thought process goes over and over and over and works out why this is, right? And we still didn't work out what the top's there for, right? So you have a kasha in the sugya, right? Seriously, that's how you think. Now, what does it mean that our thought, the bottle is embracing our thoughts? We're embracing the bottle, but the bottle's embracing our thoughts. What does that mean?
Now, for the rest of our lives, our thinking's going to be informed by whatever we learn from the bottle.
Yeah, it had effect on us. Our thoughts embracing the bottle, right, is that we're trying to understand it. When the bottle's embracing our thoughts, it affects now our thinking. Knowing about that bottle now affects our thinking. You understand what I'm saying? That means now when I think, I have a bottle as a shield outside me. That means now I'm thinking, that thought of the bottle inside me, embracing my thoughts, is now, so to speak, something which is, my thoughts have to permeate it and going to show out from it. It's going to affect how my thinking goes out. You with me? So it means any new piece of information that I understand well, two things. I'm embracing that information, and it's going to affect my future thinking. Right? Now this might sound stupid to you guys, but you'll see soon, this is a very, very important thing. And why learning Torah affects us so importantly. Now we'll see. At the time, shemesiga, that you understand it fully. And you grab it in your thinking. Derech Moshel. Kishadam mevin, when a person understands, umesik eze halacha, a certain halacha, or mishnah, right? Or gemara, lashura, straight, he understands it properly. Al buria, clearly. Hare sikhla tofes, his sechel grabs it, umekifota, and surrounds it. His mind is embedded in it, and it dresses him the time that he's thinking of it. This halacha. V'hinei, halacha zu hi chochmato urtzono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the wisdom and it's the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now let's go weiter. She'ala b'urtzono, that when it is his HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, Kashiit on Reuven, now in Choshen Mishpat, when Reuven claims Kach v'kach in Beis Din, v'derech Moshel v'Shimon Kach v'kach, and Shimon claims thus and thus, Ye hapsak b'neim kach v'kach. That's what the Torah, that's what we're learning now. The psak between them will be kach v'kach. Shnayim ochsim v'talis. Zeh ameh kula shuli. This one says all mine, this one says all mine. The Mishnah says yachloku. Right. Now we're going in depth in the Mishnah. We're learning Rashi, we're learning Tosus, we're learning everything in that Mishnah, right? To understand. That's learning Rotsan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're learning that, we're tofesit. And it's dressing us. Now what happens? Va'af im lo haya v'lo yehadava. Even if that wouldn't happen ever, that case. Never. Didn't happen. Hazel la'olam la'vola mishpat. Doesn't come to mishpat. Doesn't come to us. Right? Doesn't come to... We're not sitting and based in. Doesn't come to our based in. It's nothing because it's come to halacha to us. Altano to tviyot elu. These claims did not come to us. Mikom mokum, however, says the Baal HaTanya, Macha shekach ala beritzono, since this went up into his rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the halacha, v'chokhmato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shim yiton zekach v'zekach, yihapsak kach harei. Now this is the important bit. Kishadam yodea umisig b'sichlo. Psak ze kahalacha. He understands why this is this way. Va'arucha b'mishnah, why it's written that way in the Mishnah, or b'gemara, or poskim. Hareze misig v'tofes. He's grabbed onto umikif b'sichlo, and he's surrounded with his understanding, ritzono chochmato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Deleis machshava tfisa bei. He's grabbed onto the machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we cannot hold on to. Why are we learning Gemara, Rabbi? It's nothing to do with me. I don't understand Gemara. What am I going to learn Gittin for? I don't want to give a get. I want to have a happy marriage. What am I going to learn? Why I write a get with? What dio I write it with? I'm not going to be a scribe. It's nothing to do with me, Rabbi. It's Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you're dressed, or dressing around you, and you're dressing in it. What happens when the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dressing around you, dressed in it? If you're dressed in it, if you're dressing around it, right, you're tefes it. If you're dressed in it, and that takes more iyun, it's going to affect your thinking. How are you going to be thinking after you learn a few daf of Gittin? Like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The more you understand and the more it makes sense to you, the more you say, oh, that makes sense. Oh, that goes with me. Oh, that's fine. Oh, that makes perfect sense. I understand exactly why I have to write with that year and not that year. Or it's just written there and now I'm just taking it down. I understand exactly why the gear has to be like this or like that. Or the halach has to be like this or like that. I understand it completely. The depth of it. That means you understood a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That means now that understanding of the tfisa that you have on Kodesh Baruch Hu and your it's mitlabesh in you. That means you now, it permeates to that extent that it's having affecting on your thinking. Your thinking became the thinking of Kodesh Baruch Hu. In anything you think now. In anything you think. You thought you were learning Gittin. It now helps you to live a life when you have any decision in life to think the way of a Kodesh Baruch, because it now is to affess you. You with me? You understand? It's not Gittin only you're learning. It's everything. It's the whole world. It's a way of thinking. If I was to meditate or think about that bottle, I would understand, right? All the people who put their mind and thinking, right? I could go and take a course, right, in sales, and in, you know, producing a bottle, and I'm sure it would be a very big course. I'm sure there's a lot of design went into there. But if I just had that bottle in front of me, and I thought about it well enough, right, assuming that I could get to that level of thinking, I would understand about the psychology of sales, the psychology of bottle design, of plastics, of, you know, lots of things go into that. Lots of thinking goes into that. I would understand. Now that I understood that, those things are with me. The trickery about the mountaintops is with me. I know how to trick people as well. I know how to make people think that this is May Aden, the champagne of the, right? It affects me, that thinking. You understand what I'm saying? So when I'm learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the emes of the Torah, and the emes that's in every single bit of Gemara, how does that affect me? I could be learning Kodshim, nothing to do with anything that I need to do. I could be learning Taras, right? Now let's tell you another thing. Each bit of Gemara has a different concept of thinking. From Zeroyim, we learn Emunah. Learning of Zeroyim, not planting your seeds, learning of Zeroyim. Everything. Taras, we learn Das. If you learn Taras, you learn Das. There's a whole different thing for everything. Every I don't know what you learn from, specifically from Gittin, right? But there's things that you can only learn from Masechet Gittin that can affect you in your life. It changes because the way you're thinking is the way your midas are. So the work you're learning in Gemara is going to affect your midas. If you're learning it deeply and properly, and it permeates you, and you permeate it, which is harder. You permeate it. It's tofes you. I'm going to give you a story. You heard of Rav Shach? This is a story I heard secondhand. I mean, maybe it's written in the book. I don't know. I didn't look. But when I was learning in yeshiva, when I was young, so one of the people who were learning with me in yeshiva, so he went to ask Rav Shach a shaila. So Rav Shach was a very small man. This boy also wasn't such a big boy, but he was probably the same size as Rav Shach. So then, many years ago, you could go to Gedolei, you could meet them in the street, right? So he went to ask a shaila to Rav Shach. So he asked Rav Shach the shaila, and he got an answer from Rav Shach when he was walking towards the yeshiva. And then Rav Shach gave an answer. That's it. So the boy listened to the answer. He was still walking with Rav Shach, and Rav Shach was walking on the side of him. Then the boy realized that there was one little detail of the question that he didn't think he said correctly, or he didn't see he explained himself well enough. And he was worried that maybe the answer that Rav Shach gave him wasn't a complete answer. So the boy, still walking with Rav Shach, you know, it's like about a minute or 2 minutes, still walking with him, you know, he's walking on the side with him, said, but he put in the detail of that question. So as soon as he started speaking, what happened to Rav Shach? Rav Shach was nifhal, was like surprised. He called him out of, right? What do you mean called him? I was standing beside you and asking you a question. I continued for a few minutes to stand beside you. What happened that now I'm asking you a question? You get like all flustered, right? He didn't realize the guy was beside by him. He asked him a question, he answered him. He went back to thinking and learning. His mind was embedded in the Torah. When your mind is embedded in the Torah, you are expressing Torah. You with me? The Gemara says, Rav, if Rav went al ba'amas 2 meters without thinking Torah, that was a chilul Hashem. Well, we can understand what this means. We go, right? 2 days without thinking Torah, maybe that's a chilul Hashem. I'm not taking yeshiva, I'm taking that stam, right? Take Erev Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos, right? You know, with all that food inside us, right? How much Torah we're thinking, right? When you're walking in the street, is your normal mindset, what's the sugya saying? there's a Gemara that says that every Jew has 2 malachim, has 2 angels. And when he goes to the toilet, right? He tells the angels, "Hamtinli, wait for me outside. I'm coming back." You know, I take angels with him to the toilet, right? Wait for me. It's written in Shulchan Aruch this halacha, so it's brought down. You don't do this nowadays. We don't. Yeah, we have the angels, but you know, like forget us. Like you know, like we feel them, we have to know, wait for us, right? Like, you're joking around, right? Could you imagine you go to the toilet, you know, like you've been here a few months now, and you say, excuse the angels, you wait outside, right? Everyone think you're cuckoo, right? You've got Baal Tshuva disease, right? But it's brought down, the Sharat Zion there, not Sharat Zion, Sharat Tshuva there, brings down B'Shem D'Arizal, that we do this in order to, like, not speak Divrei Torah in the toilet. I.e., what? These angels are the angels which are created, even in our generation, from our Torah learning. And so that we don't have the problem of thinking Torah when we go to the toilet. Well, we don't have a problem of thinking Torah when we walk in the streets. What problem are we going to have of thinking Torah when we go to the toilet? So you understand what sort of level we're talking about? That means, when you are on that level that your mind is thinking Torah, you have angels walking around with you that you feel, and that you leave them outside. That's a different bria. That's, we're talking about a different bria altogether, a different person altogether, a different musag of a human being. When we're learning and we're doing even in our Torah, the effect that it can have on us is unbelievable. Okay, let's go right there. Okay, so now it says, v'lo b'ritzono v'chochmato, and we don't, right? And not only is his rotzon is chochmato, ki im b'itlapshutam b'halachot ha'rukot, when we delve into these halachas, l'faneinu, in front of us, gam sichlo mulubash b'hem, also his sechel is dressed in them, like we said, v'hu yichud nifla. What's yichud nifla? This is Yichud is unity, complete unity. She'ein yichud kamohu. What does a yichud mean? V'basa echad. It means you're connecting as unity with your Creator when you're learning Torah. V'lo ke'elko nimsa klal b'gashmiut. And like this depth, we can't find anything gashmi. Liyot lachadim miyuchadim mamash. To be one and completely one. Mikol sad v'pina. With any side. V'zot mala yetera gdola v'nifla'a. And this is a very high level. L'ein kates, with no end. Asher b'mitzvus yediyas ha-Torah, where a person learns and understands Torah. U'basagata al kol ha-mitzvus ha-masis, when you understand all your mitzvus to do them. V'afilu ha-mitzvus ha-tluyas b'dibu, even mitzvus which are dependent on dibu. V'afilu ha-mitzvus talmud Torah sh'b'dibu, ki al yedei kol ha-mitzvus sh'b'dibu, through all the mitzvus, or through speech, or through action. HaKadosh Baruch Hu malbish et ha-nefesh o makifa o Hashem. He dresses in that nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'atzmo, and he surrounds him, the awe, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Mirosha ad ragla, from your head to your feet. When you're learning Torah, from your head to your feet, all mitzvahs, right? U'b'yediyas ha-Torah milvad, but however, Torah itself, shasecha, milubash bechokhmato Hashem, hinei gam chokhmat Hashem bekirbo. That's a difference. Here, it's mitzvahs is around us, surrounds us, and dresses us. Torah is different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inside us. Shasechel masik v'tofis u'makiv besichlo, ma she'ef shelo litfos, what he can understand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're inside him, kiviyochol. Lasik miyedias ha-Torah ish kefi sichlo. Mitzvahs and even ma'isim bedibul, that's outside us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is outside us. We're inside HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're learning Torah. We're inside. We're yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand what I'm saying? It's yichud. Ke'ish ve'isha. Basa echad. V'koach yediyato. That's why the Rambam says, mitzvah, what's mitzvah's ava? How the person has ava? He says, so he says at the end of Hilchus Bia, Isurei Bia, the end of the laws of forbidden connectings.
I think we've learned this like seven times together,
Rambam. Yeah, yeah. It's a very important Rambam. It says, a person can only have two thoughts in his mind. All the thoughts of women, all the thoughts of Torah. And there the Rambam describes the Torah and the love of a Kodesh Baruch Hu like the love of a woman. That his thinking, when you're in love, you know, there's all these romance things, right? Love story, I don't know. You're thinking, even she's miles away, you know, you're thinking about her, your mind's through her, right? You're thinking about her all the time. That's how Torah is. You're thinking about her all the time. You're thinking about the Torah all the time. You go to the toilet, you have to stop yourself. Wait for me, you halachim that I created through my Torah learning. Wait for me, I can't think about you. It's even halachas, you think Torah la'onso. Torah, you know, like you can't help yourself, you're thinking Torah. That's why many rabbis, sometimes they go to a bathroom, they take some book with them. I mean, here we have a lot of books in the toilet, right? Take some books, so you have your thoughts on other things. It's hard for you not to, it's hard. It's hard for you to go to the toilet without thinking Torah. It's hard for you to walk around the streets without thinking Torah. You're thinking Torah the whole time. What happens when a person's in love? Sometimes, you know, he forgets to do things, or he's like, he's just thinking about it the whole time. That's what happens with Torah. That's why you see some people when they're just completely, they're in a different world. They don't think about how they dress, how they look, how, they're like, they're mufrash, they're separate. Yeah.
If you're in the toilet and you're not speaking Torah, what's the matter with your thinking?
It's awesome to think Torah in the toilet. It's awesome, this is the right thing.
While you're actually...
Okay, the question what a toilet is. According to the Chazon Ish, our toilets are... It's a question what a toilet is nowadays. But if there's something there, or if it's dirty, or anything like that, it's a problem. According to many poskim, our toilets aren't toilets. But Chazon Ish holds our toilets are toilets, unless it has some sort of basin. That's a separate question we'll speak to you afterwards, about the halacha of a toilet, per se.
And this yichud, it's only when you're thinking Torah, or that when you're speaking, when you're learning Gemara, you're speaking
Yeah. When you're speaking, learning Torah. Learning could be in speaking, but the speech of the Torah, the mitzvah of talking Torah, that's a mitzvah. But what the Torah itself does to you, it's kivyachol, that you're entering inside the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. You're miyached with him, becoming one with him. That you don't have in any other mitzvahs. That's only Torah. V'koch yediyot ha'sagato b'pardes. Okay, we finish that one. Ulefishi b'yediyot ha'Torah, ha'Torah melubeshet b'nefesh ha'adam. The Torah enters the soul of a person. V'sichlo mukefet b'tocham. And his sechel is mukefet, surrounded inside them. L'chein nikrat b'shem lechem b'mozen. The Torah is called bread and sustenance. Va'nefesh ki kemosh ha'lechem ha'gashmi. Just as a bread, zan et ha'guf, feeds the body. V'kishemachniso, when he enters it, betocho v'kirbo mamash. Right? When the bread enters you itself, it feeds you. V'ne'epach sham liyot dam v'basak b'saro, and it becomes the blood and flesh, like your flesh. Az yichye v'yitkayem kach b'yidiyas ha'tera v'asagot b'nefesh. Right? The Torah also gives you mazon. And that's a possible that. Lo al alechem levado yichye adam. Not on the bread itself will a person live. Ki akol motze piv Hashem yichye. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu's motze, the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, person lives. That's the Torah. It's amazing you. Now, the interesting thing is, the more mazon you get from the Torah, the less mazon you need outside the Torah. The more you're sustained spiritually, the less sustenance you need gashmi. Right? Okay. Shelomda heiti, when you learn it well, ubi'iyun sichlo. This is only with iyun ha-Torah. Bekiyas is not the same thing. To learn quickly without understanding, it's not going to be the same thing. This is iyun, when you delve in it, and you think about it, and you're with it. That's what's when this Torah comes, this is what we're talking about. Bekiyas can be only if you do it many, many times. You do it so much that it becomes part of you. Kemunach bekisei. That's the Lashon HaGemara. It comes like inside your pocket. It's part of you. Right? Ad shenitfeset besichlo, umitachedet imo. Becomes one with him. Vayu lachadim. Right? And it became one with you. Naseh mozen lenefesh. Becomes a mozen lenefesh v'chaim b'kirba, and life inside of him, m'chaye ha'chaim, from the life of life ein sof. You hear what he's saying? From the life of life ein sof. It's kivyochol that Kadosh Baruch Hu is feeding you and giving you life through your learning of Torah. You're being fed. M'kirbo, from inside of you. Baruch Hu, ha'melubash b'chokhmato, that's dressed in his wisdom, his mind, the Torah inside of him. That's what it means, more what it says, the Torah inside my stomach. What is the Torah in my stomach? It's mezin you. It feeds you. The dressing of the neshamas in Gan Eden, hena mitzvahs, they're the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are the dressings of the neshama, and the food for our soul is Torah. Now, clothes are important. We all wear clothes. But clothes, you know, you can. If you don't have such warm clothes, you can. You know, you'll be okay. You can have food. No one can be without food. You understand the difference in erech between Torah and mitzvahs? Not that we have to show mitzvahs aren't important. Vaday mitzvahs are important. The whole point of Torah. Rashi says, Torah lishma is amnat la'asot. The kayim, to keep it. It has to be an expression of that Torah. But the Torah is the mazon. The neshama she'osku ba'olam hazeh. But Torah lishma, when you're learning Torah lishma. Kumesh kar bazaar. Lishma, what does lishma mean? According to the Baal HaTanya, Hainu kadei l'kasher. To connect nafsho laHashem, to connect your soul to Kodesh Baruch Hu, ayde hasagas atera ish kafi sichlo, each person according to his thinking. Bechinas or pnimi, the inner or of Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'alavushim bechinas hamakifim. The levushim, the dress, is the outer or, that's the mitzvahs. The or pnimi is the Torah. The outer levushim is the mitzvahs. L'chein amru razel, she'talmud Torah shekul, talmud Torah is weighed, k'nei kol ha-mitzvahs, k'nei all the mitzvahs. V'fisha'a mitzvahs hem levushim, the dress of a person. Levad v'atera hi mazon, is the food of the person. V'gam levush le'nefesh, and also the dress of the soul. Ha-maskelet, she'mitlabeshet ba, which dresses in it. Be'iyuna v'limuda, in the iyun of the Torah and the learning of the Torah. The kosher came kishemotzi b'fiv b'dibu, when he says b'fiv b'dibu, shehevel hadibu na'ase b'chines or makif. Hevel hadibu becomes the or makif. That's a part of the mitzvah of the Torah. It means the thinking of the Torah. Torah itself is your mazon. The mitzvah part of the Torah is also your makif. Right? But Talmud Torah k'neged kula. It's unbelievable. All right? I'll carry on or... We have 15 minutes, if you guys want to go on. Yeah, I'll do the next page. Hine, Perek Vav. Ze le'umat ze. Now we're going to talk about the other side, the Averas, what they do to us.
Maybe we should say it.
Hine, ze le'umat ze asa Elohim. This against this is a rule. Everything has equal balance. Just as we have Kedusha and Mitzvahs, we have, unfortunately, the other side. Now we're going to see what that means. Ki kamo shanefesh elokit, the soul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klula, the soul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, is included. Me'eses sfiras kedushot, they have 10 sfiras, 10 expressions, holy expressions. Umitlabshot b'shlosh levushim, and they're dressed in 3 dressings, kedushim, right? We spoke about that before. Kach hanefesh nesitra achra, the soul of the other side, right? Sitrim inside, Achra, the other side. Miklipot Noga, from the shell, whatever that means. Hamilubashet, Hamilubashet Bedam Ha'adam, which is dressed in the physicality of a person, which is his dam, his blood. Klula Me'esif Ktarim, it has 10 crowns. Demisavuta, bad things. Shehen Sheva Midot Ra'ot, the 7 bad midas. Habad me'alba yisodis, from the 4 foundations. Remember we learned about the 4 foundations? The 4th, right? The bad side of the 4 foundations, which is Afa, right? That comes Atzlus, the Atzlus. That comes, how do you say? Depression and laziness. That's Afa, the bad of Afa.
Atzlus.
Yeah, Atzlus, right. Ruach is Dibura, speech, bad speech. Right? Then there's Maim is Taivas Maman, the desire for money, the desire for covet, right? And then there's Eish, which is Gaiva and Kas, arrogance and anger. Those are the 7 Midas which come from 4 foundations. Right?
Oh, that's where the right. That's where the Nutzrim got the 7 deadly sins from.
I have no clue what they're
doing. Anger, lust.
It could be. I have no clue what they say. I've never learned. But go away. Look, everything that's sheker, everything that says sheker doesn't have raglaim. If you, every art has 2 regals to stand on, sheker doesn't have raglaim, but it has a regal. Has 1 thing to stand on. You can't say something that can be a sheker that's completely lying. If I tell you, you know, there's a pink elephant outside that was flying by the other day, you're cuckoo. You're cuckoo, right? But if I tell you, right, something which could seem to be truthful, just you don't have enough information about it, and I put a bit of lying in it, I say a truth and put a lie, that's a lie, then you listen. Okay. So now we go. Anichtav le'el. We just mentioned it. V'shekol ha-molidan ha-nechlak le'shlosh. All that comes from this is divided into three parts. Shehen chochma bina v'das mikor ha-midas. That means the bad midas also come from your thinking. Right? Chochma bina v'das. Chochma, you know, rational. Bina is intuitive. Das is the connecting midas. Ki ha-midas hem lefi erech ha-sechel, according to a person's thinking. Ki ha-katan, someone who's a small in his thinking, choshech v'ohev, he desires and loves. Dvarim katanim, he loves small things. Pchutei erech, which aren't important. Lefi shesich lo katan, he has a small mind. V'katzar and marrow, lasik dvarim yikarim yoteh mehem. He won't desire big things, he won't desire big evils to do. He'll desire small things, like what? Ken mitkaes, he'll get angry, or mitkatzef, mitvarim katanim, from small things will upset him. Ken bitparut, he'll be balagaiva, v'shar midot, and other things. Those are small things. What is enough to mean if you want to get angry if someone did something to you? Big deal, right? V'ese bechinas elu hatmeot, these 10 bechinas, these impure things, 10 bechinas, k'shadam mechashev behem, when a person thinks in them, or medaber, or speaks in them, or ose, hare, the same thing. Remember we had what we said about Torah and mitzvahs? Hare machshavto shebemolcho, his thinking in his mind, v'diburo shebepiv, v'koach hama'asi shebiyadav, and his actions in his hands, v'shah evarav, nikraim levushe misa'avo le'ese bechines, they dress him, his thinking is embedded in them. If a person has bad thoughts, it's embedded in him. It becomes his thinking. It creates his bad midas. You understand? Just as Torah, learning Torah, right, makes a person have good midas if he learns correctly, right, with the Tanaim that's written, right? Yiras a Talmud. Understand this is Teres Hashem, giving it the proper cover. That's why, you know, it's not a something that we don't put one book on another one. It's teaching us. This is not, you know, you kiss a Sefer Torah, right? So, you know, my kids sometimes, like, you know, in a reading book, you give them a reading book, they start kissing them. So you have to explain them, no, because they see, well, you know, they don't understand, you kiss a book, they think every book you kiss. So they tell a little story about whatever, they start kissing the book, right? So you explain to them, no. Abba's Gemara you kiss, the Chumash you kiss, this is just a reading book. So this kind you can put on the floor, this you can't put on the floor, right? There's a difference. You have to know what you're learning, what it is, the Torah. You're learning Rotzon Hashem. Yeah? Ve'elu hatme'ot shemitlabshot behem b'shat ma'aseh, when you're doing an action, right? O dibu o machshava hen hem kol ha'ma'asim asher na'aseh tachat ha'shemesh. These are all the actions that are under the shemesh. Asher ha'kol hevel v'ra'as ruach. Hevel and bad wind. Right? Kamo shekar b'zoh b'shalach. Shem taviro derucha. The breaking of the ruach, the spirit. V'ken kol ha'diburim, kol ha'machshavot asher lo la'ashem, heima o l'ritzono l'avodato, any thinking or dibur or action which is not the ritzono of Hashem, shezuhu loshen sitra achra, it's the words of the other side. Perish sad acher, she'eno tzad ha'kedusha, no side of kedusha. V'shtad ha'kedusha eino ela hashra v'amshacha m'kedushato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, m'kedusha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela al dava shebatl etzlo yitbarach. That we nullify to him and his rotzen. That's what learning Torah and doing mitzvahs does to us, right? On different levels. Bein v'pol mamash k'malachim elyonim. When we're like malachim elyonim. You understand what I'm saying? Bein b'koach v'chol ish Yisrael lamata shebekocho liyot batel mamish l'gabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We nullify ourselves completely. We're serious nefesh al kedushas Hashem. L'chein amru, Razal, shafilu echad, even one, sheyoshev yoseh b'tar, shkine shunei b'neihem, shkine is inside him. V'kol be'asar shkine teshrari, al'olam, any 10 people who learn together, when you come to a shir, right, and there's 10 people in a shir, the shkine is there with you. He's makdim, says the Gemara. He comes before. If you're late, he asks about you. Why didn't you come on time? He's toveh you. That's the emes. There's no matter making up stuff. That's the emes. That's what's really happening. He's there waiting. Because you're learning Torah. What happens when you do Averas? You think an Avera? It's mitlabesh you. It changes who you are. It affects you. Why, if you do an Avera, you can't paskan a shayla? You can't be thinking properly. You can't be... It affects your thinking. It affects how you're going to be. It affects what you're going to be saying. When you're learning Torah, the kedusha of the Torah changes you. If it doesn't change you, if it comes with a virus, so it's like, you know, you have, it's like, what happens if you have inside you something good, something bad? It's otef you. Those thoughts, right, like if I have a clear bottle, a very clear bottle, and there's a light inside the bottle, I have a very clear bottle, and outside that clear bottle, I put a dirty bottle. Does it make a difference that I have a clear bottle inside there? That's what Averas do to us. It dirties up the bottles. So it's no longer a clear bottle anymore. My thinking is going to be full of imperfections, full of things that, for myself, or for my taivas, or my whatever. Torah has to come with nikias. Torah has to come with the purity of mind. That's what the Rambam, we're going back to the same Rambam. You can't have two thoughts there, or Torah, or other things. Your mind cannot hold two thoughts, or kedusha or lehefech. Now, our problem, we're normal human beings, right? We're not on this dargah, we wait till our malachim to stay outside with us. Our problem is, right? The same problem with the generation of Eliyahu Hanavi. Lama tem poseach hashnei seifim? Why are you standing on two olabal, olakadosh baruch hu? They believe in the kadosh baruch hu, but they also wanted the avanasara. I believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but you know, Thursday night with the boys. Oh, I want other things as well. Only Kodesh Baruch Hu. I learned first 5 days. Now Thursday night, you know, all about Chuvah Yeshivas. We go out, we have a bit of fun. Right? This, what's it called? Ben Yehuda? Right? I'm not saying, you know, Baruch Hashem, we're good. We're good here. Right? But that's what Posecha Stei Sifim. Or in our thoughts of Posecha Stei Sifim. The point is, so Eliyahu Kaplan says, all about, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, choose. That's our avoda. Our avoda is to choose a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the fight we have within us all the time. We're fighting. Who's Tofes HaSecho? What's Tofes HaSecho there? Is Mr. Schnitzel Tofes HaSecho? Or Gitin? I don't know. It's Tofes HaSecho. Who's Tofes HaSecho? Who we're thinking about? Who we want? Where's our tshuka? Where's our yearning? Where's our ava? That's avas Hashem. Avas Hashem is when it tofes you, when it embodies you, when that's what you want, that's all that you want. There's nothing else that you want. Okay, okay, you need to eat, you need to sleep, you need to look after yourself, all these things. Okay, you know, you have something that wants, right? But what's tofes you? You can forget yourself. The Gemara says about Rava, right? That the Karaite saw him. He was sitting down on a chair learning Torah, like this, you know, there's two hands under the chair, right? And there's like nails in the chair, and he was sitting and learning. And like the nails were like digging into his, I don't know his nails, but it was something was digging into his hands. And there was blood coming out, like pouring out of his hands. So the Karaite says, Am Paziza, a very, how you say Paziza, a very like, not thinking person. You put your mouth before your ears, i.e. you accepted upon yourself something you can't hold. You accepted the Torah without knowing what was written to you. You did Naaseh V'Nishma. What's Naaseh? What's this concept of Naaseh V'Nishma? That's the surah that we learn Torah. What's this concept? So Rashi there says, Me'avas Hashem. Naaseh V'Nishma, the Avas Hashem will do something without even thinking. If you love someone and they ask you to do something, you're going to do it without thinking. Even if you don't think you can get it. We're going to... A yid doesn't do things that his body can actually do. He does things beyond the physical endeavor of a human being. That's Avos Hashem. You have people who stay up the whole night learning Torah, people who entrenched in Torah, people who are not because of their Avos Hashem. It's not because they're physically different. Old men. They should be able to sleep. Like you said, Nosson Sitzvinkel, we heard last week. He should have been in hospital. What was Tofes him? Avos Hashem. Avos Hashem. Avos Abrius, which is the same thing. That was Tofes him. To stay there and do what he did. That's the Darga. When Torah permeates your life, your goof is a servant to it. The other side, if you had the other side in, you're a servant to that. That's our fight. That's our fight the whole time. Who's permeating our minds? Who's permeating our thoughts? Who's lovem mitlabesh around us? Who's drawing us? That defines who you are. You with me? And it goes back to when we spoke about Benoni, Rava, this Rava who was the one sitting there learning. What's Benoni? Why your thinking is. If your thinking is kulo Hashem, you don't have one machshava apart from Hashem. You know, a Benoni is when there's other machshavas. There's other machshavas that can come up. You push them away. You don't do them. It's a thinking. You don't do them. You're not going to do the averas, but they come up. It's still a mandama. There's still something to talk about. Okay, that's a radaga. But to understand conceptually what is to be an Eved Hashem. An Eved Hashem is in your thinking. In the way you want, in what you desire. Right? We all, you know, for Gashmis, we understand it. You know, you dribble. Pavlov's a dog, right? You dribble. You put a nice, you know, I don't know what, the Ben and Jerry's in front of you, right? Or I don't know, what would be nice, like a fruit cocktail, right? The ice, and right? You start dribbling, you start thinking about it. Your whole mind's like Tofes, right? It's inside you, right? Let's go learn a sugya in Gemara. I'm tired, I need to walk, I need to sleep a bit. It's not tofesas. It's not tofesas. I'm not saying, but I want to tell you something. There are people who feel the same way about the Ben and Jerry's like they feel about Torah. There are people, and it'll be us also. Did they irritate they can't learn Torah? They want to learn Torah, they want to go and do it, they want to go and do mitzvahs. They want to be kivus Hashem. They're dying for it. It happens to us a little bit. You know, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, when you daven sometimes. You don't want the day to end. It was such a great day. Day of davening, of kivus Hashem. You know, you're feeling hungry. You want to daven. The whole day you're sitting there davening. Yeah, you're tired. Your goof's tired. Your feet hurt. How many times you spent 12 hours standing up, right? But you want it. That's all you want. That's what's dear to you. Okay, we'll stop here. No, because of you.